This is Daim Shabazz, the Chess Drum. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're at the Millionaire Chess Open. We're in the midst of Millionaire Monday, so you have kind of a playoff format, and the games are actually still in progress. I'm with one of the Millionaire Monday participants, FIDE Master Ilan Swartz, who is probably known mostly to the world as a poker player. You know, he's on the professional circuit. And he decided to play in the Millionaire Chess Open. And I'm just going to ask him a few questions about his experience. So how's it gone so far, Ilan?
The chess is okay. I'm happy with getting through to the playoffs. And I'm playing very shaky. I'm out of shape. Don't play much chess, but they brought me out of retirement for the dough. And just to... You know, I'm here in Vegas, tournaments in Vegas. Yeah, so far I'm enjoying it. I'm having a great time.
So you ended up with how many points in the tournament?
Well, I got 4 out of 7, so I was +1, and then they brought us into this tiebreak thing, which I really wish that, you know, we could have just finished it out normally.
Mm-hmm.
This is a first for me. I've never been in a format like this.
Well, I think this is a kind of an original format that they've created to increase the excitement and also big money stakes to give people, I guess, a better chance of winning. But there'll probably be tweaks. But overall, how do you view this whole Millionaire Chess experiment?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting idea. I think ultimately it's a little bit too artistic and singular in the people who are really into chess. Not so much into money, you know. I don't think money and chess really go hand in hand. I think we see that from huge money like this for chess players. Guys from Europe still didn't come because they didn't want to post the money.
Right.
GMs have to pay and everybody has to pay. I'm not a fan of all the security. It's sad that that's the state of things, but people are cheating and
yes,
you have to be careful. And so I understand it, but it feels a little bit too militant for my taste. And you know, as opposed to playing in Europe in a Vienna or something, or you play in town hall, and it's more romantic. And I think chess players are mostly more, romantic, artistic, and I like to keep it that way.
So you probably all have some suggestions for Maurice for improvement for future tournaments. What?
Totally. One of the big ones is to eradicate this playoff format, because I'm more interested actually in getting the norm. Like, the cash is nice, and it is quite a bit of money, so I was kind of forced to play. But I would have rather liked to go for the money and have a chance for a norm. So you're having a decent performance. If I won the last two games, get lucky, I would have got a norm and some money. And I think a lot of players really, have an opportunity to go for a title, and that's very important.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think the playoff format should be just either all classical games?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just start it and finish it. You know, it's like also we're in the frame of mind where we're playing long games.
Right.
And it's like telling a guy, a 10,000 meter runner at the Olympics, you got to play 100. You got to run against Usain Bolt tomorrow in the 100. And now I have to play quick and readjust my mind. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
And I really don't love rapid and blitz anyway. So.
And that's surprising, because I remember seeing you in Washington Square Park back in the day playing a lot of blitz.
I've got to make a living, I mean, it's fun. I enjoy blitz in the park, and playing in an environment like this is totally different. And I've always been a fan of the old time controls, old school chess, where you can actually play a game for 9 hours and really sit there and try to get, as close to the truth as you can. And ultimately, that's what's enjoyable about the game for me. Not like just playing some shallow topical game where you're trying to find some shots and hold the position together and
Right.
It's just not me.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
The world is speeding up, and I'm old school.
You're slowing down.
I'm slowing down. I'm getting older, and everything's speeding up. It's just not right.
So it's
a nice tournament. I mean, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong. I mean, it's nice. A lot of good players came out. You know, there's fighting chess, and you know, it's wonderful that philanthropists, you know, came up with all this money. It's very rare. You know, it's a nice venue. And overall, it's good. I'd like to see some demo boards for the top boards next time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a little less stringent.
Okay. So tell us, let's kind of switch a little bit about poker.
Okay.
Maurice, when he was marketing this tournament and mm-hmm. Vegas was the venue, people started thinking about the poker analogies with chess.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see where chess could possibly draw from the lessons of poker to make it more appealing and attractive to even non-public, non-chess public?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean, I think they're really different in that. Yeah, everybody can play cards. You know, you learn the rules, it's very simple, and then, you know, people see all the glitz and glamour of the money,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's millions of dollars all the time, and, you know, so, but sure, to get people who are into strategy games, you know, more interested in this, it's a novel way to approach it, you know, mm-hmm. to bring a little bit more money, but again, you know, people think they're drawing debt. Like, poker players understand that there's an element of risk and gamble in their game, and this game is, you know, basically no luck, unless mm-hmm. your opponent played like me today and blunder all his pieces, and then you're lucky that you got paired with me. But, they're totally different games, and actually, poker is pretty bad for chess, as far as I'm concerned. Like, my chess
really?
Got way worse when I started playing poker. Chess players do well playing poker, but poker players don't do well. Like, everybody I know who took up poker's rating went down crazy,
mm-hmm.
like really heavy drops, because one game, you're trying to give away all your pieces.
Right.
Like, in poker, I'm actually throwing the chips all over the table, and.
Mm-hmm.
Partially, that's you know, strategically correct. You know, you can't be too tight. And in these games, you really can't be hanging 2-3 pawns and
right.
hope to win against strong player. So they're different. I mean, there are a lot of similarities in the geometry and the, you know, the counting.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, they're very different. One's in, you know, complete information. One's incomplete information. You have to solve the puzzles, and it's also psychological. So I can digitize a human being and try to polarize them, see if they're where they're at, and figure out who they are. And, you know, one guy's rich. I can look at his watch and say, okay, I can play this way against this guy, but not in a chess game.
Right.
There's just
right.
so many more variables in the poker, because you really can't quantify a person completely.
Mm-hmm.
But in chess, you can really crunch it, and the computers are showing it really is just a math game,
mm.
and crunching numbers. So, you know, you have to be fresh, you have to be sharp, you know, you have to prepare. It's, you know, it's totally different.
So you're based out of where?
I'm kind of a nomad, you know.
Okay.
I'm in Vegas temporarily, and I'm probably, you know, I go to Austin a lot, and then New York City, you know, where.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm from, and I want to play chess a little bit more, so now I have to figure out where to go.
I understand you have apparently some title aspirations, so you have plans to maybe string together some tournaments?
Yeah, I'd like to go to Europe and play a bit, because it's hard, very hard to get norms in the States. So, you know... They have beautiful tournaments in Hungary mm-hmm. for norms, and Spain is one. Right, Spain is nice, but most of the stuff takes place in the summer,
mm-hmm.
and when I'm playing World Series of Poker, so it's difficult to get away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would like to play a little bit more. I mean, I'm not terribly serious, but I had some interesting games here, and I was enjoying it. So
mm-hmm.
I might. Go hustle a little bit out there.
So is there a site that we can follow you in terms of the World Series of Poker? You have a website or?
No, I'm very casual. I come to the board, and I just play. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in all the
glitz and glamour.
Yeah, the glitz and glamour is really not me. I was a member of PokerStars Pro for a while, and you know they want me to tweet and Facebook and all that. I'm not all about that.
Okay, yeah. I understand. Well, you've certainly done well for yourself, and we are all of us who know you from the chess days, Washington Square Park, we're very proud of you.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And we just hope the best for you in the future, chess and poker-wise.
Thanks, Daim.
Okay, this is Daim Shahbaz. We're signing off.